You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. I hope everybody you know is well, and you are doing well. I'm okay as well, I guess. So it's been, it continues to be, my life continues to be something of a catastrophe, I guess. Might be a word, I don't know. But I'm hanging in there, I guess. Let's see. First, I wanted to mention that I don't know how many of you know that the site fagsworshipalphas.com and this podcast and everything associated with the website is in part being funded not by just me, but also by a merry band of Patreon supporters through patreon.com. And I'm grateful for all of them, and it's been inspirational to have those guys all on board helping me out with little contributions. You know, there's nothing major about them in terms of money, but it means the world to me. I found out yesterday that Patreon has suspended my account currently, because I post on the Patreon account, you know, I mirror basically the posts that are on the website, and they were accusing me of inappropriate content. So I had to take all the content off of Patreon and try to have them reopen the Patreon account. So it's once again a situation of running afoul of platforms. And I just had this conversation about, like, the Matt Damon post I just put up about censorship of, you know, like, the word faggot, things of that sort. And Lord knows, like, this website and my message has been censored, like, you know, unbelievably censored, you know, just, like, cartoonishly censored. On Twitter, I'm practically like a, I'm like some sort of whipped slave on Twitter. Like, people have seen me publicly flogged over and over again on Twitter by Twitter, you know, banning me multiple times, to the point where there are some alphas who, whenever I've restarted a Twitter account, they're like, "Oh, you're back again for more," right? You know, like, they make fun of me because I've been banned so many times. So Patreon is the latest problem there. But I'm confident that I can get Patreon back up and running again. To my Patreon supporters, you know, nothing's going to affect you at all. So we're just going to sit tight. And hopefully Patreon will change their mind. It's kind of, I must tell you though, just in my little confessional booth here, that it gets tiresome. You know, like, I really, it's been 6 years of fighting this war, you know. And, yeah, it gets tiresome. I gotta tell you, like, there have been lots of times where I've just thought, ugh, just fucking pull the plug on this, you know, what am I even doing? But I still get these opportunities to help people, and so I have trouble walking away from it. Baby boy tells me all the time that he wishes I would just stop, but I can't, you know, right now. So Anyway, I guess I, you know, what I really wanted to talk about today is fag shame, okay? Now, much of what is involved with alphas and faggots involves shaming and humiliation, you know. Alphas calling us faggots and, you know, worthless or whatever. And that's part of the fetish, you know, I guess, in a way. I mean, the fetishy aspects of it. But, you know, fag shame is, it's cyclical, okay? It feeds on itself. It can be incredibly destructive. It can interfere with your life. It can interfere with your goals. Interfere with you being even a better servant to men, you know. And I guess I wanted to just, because I sense something in the air, I guess, from certain conversations I've had recently, that there are lots and lots of faggots who feel a lot of shame for being a faggot. And I just kind of wanted to, first of all, say that I see you. I know the struggle you're having. See, the problem is that when a faggot feels shame for being a faggot, it's not something you choose, right? It's just something that you are. It's weird how men don't seem to understand that, you know? Just like a man wants to fuck a girl, you know, he didn't choose that. It just is, right? Well, it's the same with faggots. We're drawn to serve men, you know? It's not really anything we can choose out of, and probably a lot of us would if we could. I've known lots of faggots who've tried to stop and can't, you know. So it's very, very difficult to break that. And so what I guess I'm getting at is that if you find that you are a faggot, and you know, what are you going to do? What kind of attitude are you going to have? You know, now for me, I was so hooked on the fact that I found my place, that like that spurred me on to explore it in greater detail and like really you know, immerse myself in being a faggot and trying to be the best faggot that I could be. But other faggots don't take that route, and they let shame interfere with that progress. And what the result of that is kind of a shame spiral, I guess, you know, where, you know, your failures as a man cause you to feel shame, and then your fear of acting on those impulses causes more shame. And it just piles up on itself to the point of paralysis, you know. And I'm not a psychiatrist, you know. I just I can't really advise how to get out of it, except that I really think that you have to just force yourself to break it. You know, you have to manage to gather up enough courage to step out of your comfort zone and the little protective bubble that you stay in, so that you aren't feeling more shame than you already are. You know, like if you could just hide inside this bubble, the world can't hurt you anymore or can't get at you, right? But in reality, you know, the reality is that the world doesn't have to get you at that point. You're getting yourself, right? And that's kind of the sad irony of that situation. So you have to try to break out of that and go toward experiences that can be upbuilding. So, like, I don't feel like when faggots get involved in femdom and start serving an alpha that's going to degrade them. It's exciting in the moment because the things that the alpha is saying to the faggot are the things that the faggot feels about itself. So that alpha is reinforcing that negativity, that negative self-image, and more shame results from it. But there are good experiences out there as a faggot. And you can find those experiences if you just try, you know. Fag shame is... It's such a weird thing, and it's difficult because some of what it is to be a faggot involves being humiliated, which adds to shame, correct? But so you're stuck in this situation where men are going to humiliate you or ridicule you, okay? And how you internalize that and how you respond to it are kind of critical in how you deal with your own shame. But going toward positive experiences that are out there, looking for them, looking for alphas who are good men, who are worthy of worship, you know, maybe they aren't a sculpted Adonis, but they're a good man, you know, and a good alpha male who deserves worship, right? And you find that man and you start to serve him and he can upbuild you. He can give you focus. And everything kind of clicks into place. And at that point, you know, the faggot who feels shame can suddenly feel joy or pride. See, like for me, because I have served a lot of really awesome alphas, like, you know, I've served a couple, particularly a couple of them that are probably, you know, as good as any alpha that is out there. Really amazing straight men who owned me, and I served them, and it was very upbuilding, you know. And I still miss them like phantom limbs in my life, you know. But because of that, I have like fag pride, you know. People sometimes tell me, well, you seem to be so proud of being a faggot. I am, because I have gotten the opportunity to serve really awesome alphas, really great, great men who are worthy of worship. And I was upbuilt through that process. So I understand that what it means to serve a great man and what a privilege it is for me as a faggot to be able to serve a man that way. And I feel really sorry for every faggot out there that hasn't gotten that yet. Notice that word yet, okay? Because you can find a man, a good man to serve, and begin the process of healing from fag shame. You know, building up a purpose, building up pride in the fact that you get the opportunity to serve these men, you know. It really is incredibly fulfilling when you have a really great alpha male who knows he's superior to you, knows what you're there for, and allows that in his life and accepts you for what you are. It's incredibly empowering and upbuilding. And and that's the goal you have to try to reach for. Men can help you achieve this. Men are incredible creatures, okay? They really are. They sense what is wrong with us. They are reasonable and rational and very specific and focused, you know. And they center a faggot, and they can mold a faggot and help elevate the faggot to something that he as an alpha can be proud to own, right? And so, like, that whole process is so upbuilding. That's where you have to be. That's what you should be shooting for. And it just seems like a lot of faggots wallow in the abuse part and the humiliation part. And it's all online where it's empty anyway, you know. And that shame, faggot shame, just continues to build on itself. And oftentimes, faggots go their whole life unfulfilled because of fag shame. And I don't want that for my brothers, you know. I've come across a lot of inspiring faggots, you know, that I'm proud to know. And I just want all of my brothers to feel the same pride that I have, because there really isn't anything like it. So that's kind of what I wanted to say tonight. I've just been talking to a couple people, and it seems to be in the air, this topic of shame, you know. And it's something that I've known about my whole life, and but we don't have to feel shame, you know. It's all down to choices and action. And, you know, we can make the right choice, and we can take the correct course of action and achieve peace of mind and joy and pride, you know, and not shame. So hopefully you all understand what I mean, and hopefully this gives you a little bit of inspiration, you know, that I want you to get up and try, you know. You're going to get some rejections. Everybody gets rejections. But there's going to be a yes that's going to change your life. So, anyway. Well, I hope that you guys are all doing well. This little faggot is tired. And I need some sleep. But I really wanted to touch base with you guys about all this tonight. And, anyway. I'll talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.